Jacob wakes up and thinks, the Lord is in this place and I didn't even know it. Jacob thinks this. Jacob, the father of Joseph, Joseph in the Technicolor dream coat, that Jacob. Jacob doesn't know that God is everywhere. Well, Jacob is also the same Jacob from Jacob and Esau, the Jacob who steals his twin brother's birthright. And when Esau finds out, he wants to kill him, but Jacob runs away. And it is here, in this running, that we find Jacob stopping for the night to sleep. And while he is asleep, he has a dream with the ladder and the angels and all those promises from God. And when he wakes up, he's surprised that God is with him because he's thinking he's such a horrible person for stealing his brother's birthright that God would never be with him. But God is with him. God is always with us, even when we're feeling horrible. The living God is close to us. God's hand touches our lives at every turn. How is it that we are unconscious of this? How is it that we are asleep to this? The Baal Shem Tov, the founder of Hasidic Judaism, he once said, if we were to walk in the woods and a spring appeared just when we became thirsty, we would call it a miracle. And if on a second walk, if we became thirsty just at that point again, and again a spring appeared, we would perhaps think it a coincidence. But if that spring were always there, we would take it for granted and cease to even notice it. Yet is that not more miraculous still? Sometimes we don't notice what's right in front of us. Sometimes we are asleep to the miracle of God that is everywhere. Even when everything around us seems to be bad news on top of bad news, God is still giving us angels and a ladder to reach the heavens and promises of abundant life. We may not be able to escape all the bad things in the world, but we can't escape the good things either. We may not be able to see the top of the ladder, but God is there holding it steady so we can make our way to the top, so we can ascend it. And the purpose of ascending something is to gain a higher perspective, to get a better view from above. Because the ladder in Jacob's dream is a symbol, and it symbolizes God's faithfulness to us, but more importantly, it symbolizes God's desire to communicate with us. If we also desire to communicate and be in relationship with God, we must ascend and descend the ladder. Okay, so let's think this through. We have to ascend and descend the ladder. Wouldn't it just make better sense to ascend it and be done with it when we get there, right? I mean, we want to be with God after all. Of course we do. And the closer we get to God, we see that our life becomes clearer, we get a better view of how God sees things, and we begin to find a deeper sense of peace in our lives. So why wouldn't we want to stay at the top? Well, the purpose of the descent is to bring that love, that peace, that amazing view back into the world. The angels in Jacob's dream have no problem going up and down the ladder. They're angels. We humans, we have a much more difficult time going up and down the ladder. We get started and everything is going along great, and then something happens and the climb isn't so easy. We get discouraged or we get sidetracked. And before we know it, we're back in autopilot, just going through the motions of life. And we wonder where we even put that ladder. And we wonder if God is really here with us on this earth. We've lost our connection. And then pretty soon we end up being like this woman, Emma Polaka. Emma was a college student in 2014, and she writes this. When life gets messy, you learn to hide the mess inside where no one else can see. And you fake a smile because you know people are watching. She says, that's how I thought for a long time. I thought I could balance the dark side of my life with a super bright outward life. I was a top performer in everything I set out to do. I was always trying to make sure I had approval and acceptance from others. I was afraid. That's when I went on a journey to find God again. I grew up Christian, but never really had a genuine relationship with God. I faked a smile there too. When I finally got real, I found the peace I was looking for. I found the me I was looking for. To find God, I had to find my truth. I had to go within. I had to face and be who I truly was, and I met God there. Now, she says, when I catch myself starting to pretend to be someone I'm not, I take a day just for myself to be quiet and to go back to that sacred place within where God brings me back to myself. Sometimes I walk, sometimes I listen to music, but I always take the time to find God again. Where do you go to find God again? Where do you find the ladder that connects you to God again? Because that ascent and descent that symbolizes our communication with God, that's prayer. Prayer is our communication with God. And I'm not talking a formal prayer with all the thys and thous. I'm talking the real life stuff that can sometimes not even be put into words. I'm talking about the, oh God, moments and the, oh sweet, utterances. I'm talking about those moments that stop us in our tracks and wake us up to life at a deeper level. Actually, I'm talking about every moment. Our whole lives are a prayer. Everything we do communicates something. Life is a prayer. The fact that we have life connects us to God because we are of God. Life came with a ladder. So where do you find God? And where do you go to find God again? Because the spring is always there. The wellspring of life is right in front of us every day. It's not a coincidence. It's a miracle of miracles. It's God with us. We can wake up to it. It may seem like God isn't doing much in your life right now, but look closer. Christian mystic Rumi says, each moment contains 100 messages from God. 100 messages from God. Look for those messages. Look for them. Pray for them. Expect them. Because they're there. God is there. God is always there. God is with us and right before us. May we see God everywhere we go. Amen.